So, Jay, you just started kindergarten a couple months ago. And I have to tell you, in case you don't remember, the transition has been a tough one. Everything and everyone is new. And every day when I drop you off, you still ask me if I'll be there to pick you up at the end of the day. Even though I'm always there to pick you up. In fact, I make sure to get to school at least 5 minutes early every day, so that you won't be standing around waiting and worrying. So I couldn't help but think of you when I read an article in the New York Times from back in June. It's about a 5-year-old boy, the same age as you, named Jose. Jose and his father fled the violence of their home in Honduras. When they arrived in the U.S. border in El Paso, Texas, instead of being granted asylum, Jose's father was arrested and put in a detention center. Jose was flown to a foster home in Michigan with no information about where his father was or any way of contacting him. The only things Jose had with him when he arrived at the foster home were two pieces of paper. On one was a stick figure drawing of his mother, father, brother, sister, and himself. The other had a sketch of his father with a thin mustache and wearing a baseball hat. Jose would call these pictures his photos. He would stare at them and point to his family members and introduce them, repeating his father's name over and over. His foster mother said he holds on to the two pictures for dear life.